With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A man has pled not guilty to a single count of rape. Andrew Yates entered his plea on Friday and remains on bail. A trial date has been set for June 20th. He's not yet chosen whether he will be tried by a jury or judge alone. The decision is expected at a case management hearing on May 28th. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is operating with its, quote, lowest staffing level since 2008.
405 police officers, that's from me down to auxiliary constables, and 117 civilian support staff. Traffic at the moment is around something like 15, I believe it is at the moment, and I'm trying to build that at least by 10 more or double.
Police Commissioner Kurt Walton says recruitment is now a major priority, with the service aiming not only to bring in officers with specialist skills, but also to significantly increase the number of Caymanians within the organization. Assistant Commissioner Rob Atkins says the RCIPS is working to attract a broader pool of local applicants while also filling critical roles across specialized units.
This year, we've delivered an SIO course, senior investigators course. We've got plans this year for public order policing as a contingency for the prison. And we've recently entered into a new program with Portsmouth University in the UK to offer scholarships for young Caymanians finishing their A-levels. And we're really keen to push that this year. So those individuals will do a three-year degree in policing and then hopefully come and join us.
Commissioner Walton says the service currently has just over 500 employees. His long-term goal is to build what he described as a, quote, future-proof RCIPS, one that's properly staffed, trained, and equipped to meet the demands of modern policing.
My entire target is 639.
Wow.
Not police officers. 639, I think, will future-proof the organization for the next 20 years and beyond. That will include 506 police officers and 133 support staff.
He adds that while increased government funding for hiring is welcome, money alone is not the solution. Each new officer requires at least 3 years of training. Mr. Walton says although this takes time, it ensures proper training, fitness to serve, and value for public money. Premier of the Honorable Andre Ebanks is traveling to Asia this month to, quote, strengthen Cayman's financial services relationships and broaden the jurisdiction's outreach.
These visits are an important step in solidifying our relationships and reinforcing Cayman's position as a globally respected financial services center of excellence. I also acknowledge Gene DaCosta's significant contribution in expanding Cayman's outreach across Asia as part of his duties over the last few years.
His schedule includes meetings in Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Tokyo with regulators, government officials, and industry leaders. The premier says in-person engagement is essential to maintaining confidence in Cayman's financial services sector. This is his first official visit to Asia as premier. During his absence, the Honorable Gary Ruddy will serve as premier and the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes as deputy premier in addition to her ministerial portfolio. The Honorable Wayne Panton will act as Minister for Financial Services and Commerce. And the Health Services Authority is advising the public that at special hours today, Emancipation Day, accident and emergency will be open 24 hours as normal, urgent care from 11 to 8. The Smith Road Medical Pharmacy will be open from 9 to 5. The pharmacy at the Georgetown Hospital from 11 to 7. Faith Hospital Pharmacy will be open from 3 to 4. And all the HSA clinics in the districts will be closed. Clinics will resume operating hours on May 5th. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The US military says American-guided missile destroyers have passed through the Strait of Hormuz as part of an operation to break Iran's blockade. It denied an Iranian claim that one warship had been forced to turn back and said two US-flagged merchant vessels had successfully transited the strait. Iran called that a complete lie. The United Arab Emirates says Iran has fired four cruise missiles towards its territory. The Defence Ministry said three were successfully intercepted and the fourth fell into the sea. The health authorities in Lebanon say at least 17 people have been killed in Israeli attacks in the past day. Israel accuses Hezbollah of breaching the ceasefire deal. That's the latest. BBC News.